Hey everybody, since Chiron's been in Aquarius for a few years now and's about to leave, it's usual to send a message to everybody about how it works. Whether it's a little planet, or an asteroid, or a comet gone wild, I don't know. I do know it's one hell of a transit and causes a lot of pain when it's scraping through a sign. Chiron's motion is slow. It takes about 50 years to complete one cycle of the zodiac. And because its orbit is very elliptical, it passes through some signs quickly and others way more slowly. But if you're around 50, you're having your Chiron return right now. But no matter how old you are, you have Aquarius somewhere in your horoscope, and now is the time to heal all wounds wherever it falls. For Aquarians, you've probably felt like an outsider, and even though people think you have it totally together and you're on top of every situation, you yourself have probably felt as if you were falling apart half the time. And even while you privately could feel like a loser, you do have tremendous knowledge and wisdom to impart, often powers to soothe others and allay their fears and make their lives better, reduce their pain and even heal them. So Aquarians, rejoice. Your ordeal and feeling like a total jerk are nearly over. Chiron is going direct in the sign of Aquarius and preparing to leave early in 2011. But no matter what sign you are, people are nervous about possible circulation problem in their legs, others are on crutches, mainly because Chiron can affect you in so many different ways, weird as that sounds. But wherever it is, you become a teacher in the area where you have felt the weakest. And even if you felt like the geek of all time, the outsider nobody cares deeply about, in your geekness, you have powers other people do not have. So Chiron rules your greatest ironic twist. Politically, it has torn apart party loyalties and sheared alliances right down the middle, mainly because of ideological differences. Again, because it's time for change. For Aries, it's friends and associations. Cancers, finances and sex and sexuality. Pisces, your inner spiritual life, or madness and paranoia. Gemini, your brain function and your higher mind. Leo, all relationships with the public and partnerships. Virgo, your work and your health. Libra, your love life and your kids. Capricorn, as usual, your money house. Taurus, your career and reputation. Scorpio, your home, house, apartment, and family. Sagittarius, your brothers, sisters, cousins, neighbors, and your ability to communicate. Wherever Chiron falls in your horoscope, right now that's the house that is tenanted by the sign of Aquarius. It represents the pain that precedes a great transformation, much like childbirth. It puts you on the brink of experience and requires your periodic retreat from the world while you regain your strength, lick your wounds, and prepare to come back stronger, older, and wiser. Talk to you later.
You have been listening to Michael Luton's broadcast from fashionable Fifth Avenue in New York City. This is WOAO, World Orbiting Astrological Observatory.